right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
New
FM.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, welcome
Hello. To
Tuesday.
Hey. Good morning.
Now, some changes around here at the moment. Mm-hmm. Obviously, due to the coronavirus, producer Jackson now working from home. So, you know, there's the first one down.
Well, who's next? You got to work from home, right?
I know. Hey, now just doing a little check.
Yep.
Social distancing. Crevo, get your tape measure
Pass
out.
It
We're
over.
All sitting very far apart.
Yeah. Here we go. So, I got the tape measure. How far are we apart,
1. Crevo? 1.8 meters.
Yeah, you guys are sitting much farther apart. Today,
we are.
Today.
No,
pretty,
pretty
the same.
All right, 1.8 between Crevo and Jade. Yeah. I can't touch where Jade touched.
Yeah, touch a different part of the tape measure. 1.68, almost 1.7 meters there.
Wow, what about me and Jade? We're closer.
Hold on, hang on. If I teamwork here, all right, I've got this end. Crevo's walking around the desk. And we are how far apart? 1.5?
Oh, just. There you go. Perfect, guys. Well done. Hamish, good morning.
Good morning, Novos. There's actually a very cute way to determine, you know, the best link between people, you know, social distancing, and that's to imagine a live llama between you. I don't know how long a llama is, but a llama length is
1.5
metres, presumably.
Fun fact.
Do you know what's annoying me about this situation, Hamish? I'm used to looking at you through the window here in the studio. Crevo's head is now in the way.
I get to look at you now.
You do. You spin around and hello, Crevo.
Hello. This is fun, actually. You've been holding out on us all this time, Maddie. It's so good.
You're not missing out on much, do you?
Please don't sell yourself.
That head of hair, Hamish.
Oh, thank you.
I know those luscious looks.
Hamish purchased a pasta maker yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Clever. You've been going on about this pasta maker for a good week or so.
Well, I've really been going on about it for months. This is well before the coronavirus. I've always wanted to do it, but
perfect excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you tried it yet?
Not yet. No.
Come on, like this is a great time to get those kind of kitchen devices. Yep. Like especially if your partner's not into it.
Yeah.
You can now be like, well, what if we run out of pasta?
Exactly.
Lux lunches with Hamish though.
Oh,
coming
yeah.
to work. Homemade pasta.
Now, is it an Italian one?
Yes, it is an Italian one.
Excellent.
Go to the Italian with this sort of thing. I'm predicting that this will be some sort of isolation activity thing for myself, so I'm just going to wait until then.
Hamish, out of curiosity, how much do one of them set you back? Are they quite expensive?
Well, it's on special at the moment.
Oh.
Went to our house, I think it is, in Charlestown, and it's about half price, so
ooh,
get in
time.
While stocks last.
You haven't told me the price. I'm guessing it's expensive,
no,
but
well,
it's
it was
on
about
sale.
50 bucks.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, Jade, as if you can talk. You don't tell anyone what you pay for stuff.
big ticket items. Don't want to make anyone feel uncomfortable.
Hamish, what's the latest, mate?
Sure. Okay, let's start with what happened overnight. Federal Parliament rushing through $84 billion in financial support for workers, students and businesses. It'll give $550 supplements to students receiving youth allowance and AbStudy as well as AusStudy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fortnightly basis, as well as full-time students as well. Job seeker, parenting and special benefit payments also receiving the same amount on a fortnightly basis. There'll be two $750 payments for welfare recipients and people will actually also be able to access $10,000 from their superannuation. Labor was kind of against this, but they passed it anyway. And Parliament has also now wrapped for a five-month break, but they've actually put in force legislation to be able to deal with things as they arise. So they might be on break, but they can still actively
address it. No question time for 5 months.
What are you going to watch, Matty?
I'm devastated.
Globally, the World Health Organization says there are now 300,000 cases of the coronavirus. Now, it goes to show the speed of which it spreads. As a context, the first 100,000 were declared in the first 67 days. The next 100,000, 11 days later, the latest 100,000 cases has occurred within the last 4 days.
Wow.
So if you can talk about exponential growth of this virus, that's kind of puts it into stark relief. Locally, an additional 17 people diagnosed with the virus
17.
In the Hunter, New England region. Yeah, that brings it up to 47. 8 of those cases acquired locally, their contact origin not known, while non-urgent elective surgeries have been postponed in a bid to ease the pressure on the healthcare workers. Outpatient services are also being reassessed. And in the US, they're actually talking about a $2.5 trillion $1 trillion with a T dollar economic stimulus package.
Wow.
It's a lot of zeros.
Yep.
They need that. Do you know what? That Hunter New England number is very concerning.
Hugely. Massive. Oh, absolutely. Especially the, you know, the cases where they don't know where it's come from.
Mm.
That's the one that you got to worry about because it's not just someone from overseas.
One thing that I have noticed, though, I honestly think the message of social distancing is starting to get through, though.
Yeah, slowly.
Like only in the last couple of days, I've noticed such a big ramp up. I mean, there were venues on Sunday here in Newcastle, I won't mention them, that were packed.
Yeah. Mm.
Absolutely packed. So they just completely ignored the rules that were put in place, 4 square metres per person in any venue.
Well, I was at Waratah yesterday at Coles. No one was getting the message there. Like, I was trying to stay away from people at the deli, and it was just everyone was, like, one stacked behind the other, and I was, like, getting my number and, like, trying to, like, I was getting further and further away from the counter.
You're over near the pears.
Yeah.
You can hardly hear the guy when he says 67,
yes,
please.
Yes, that's what it was like, and I was like, oh, it was crazy. Well,
thank you, Hamish, for that.
Pleasure.
Speaking of coronavirus, we're going to ditch it for the next 7 minutes.
Yeah.
We've got some non-corona related news next. I've trawled the internet, guys. It was
hard. How long did that take you?
It was hard.
You've been here since last night working on that bit, haven't you?
Solid 40 minutes. That is so hard to find stories that are completely unrelated to the coronavirus.
How hard was it working for that long?
Oh, you're funny, aren't you?
I am.
Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, kicking off your Tuesday. It's 11 past 6 with the Novos. Good morning. Alicia Keys, live across Newcastle with the Novos. Jay, Maddie, Crevo. Cloudy today, tops of 24 on the coast, 25 at Maitland and the Valley. And just before I get into our non-corona news, just got to say the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo will be postponed, guys.
Breaking.
2021,
I'd be devastated as an athlete. I'd be filthy. I was angry that my holiday got cancelled. Imagine everything that I've trained and worked for 4 years just got taken away from me.
I thought you'd be more upset that the pickleball nationals will most likely be cancelled.
Well, yes, actually, I've been blocking it out. I'm hoping it's going to get better.
I haven't got your head around that one yet.
All right, guys, blanket rule. No corona news now. One second.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Now, I've trawled the internet for the last 40 minutes this morning, finding anything, any story that does not mention the coronavirus in it. And I'm very disappointed, I think, with the results because there's absolutely nothing, really.
Really? No.
Now, you ready for this one?
Okay.
Of course, the coronavirus of celebrities, the Kardashians. big dramas with them. So, apparently, Kendall and Kylie, they're fighting at the moment.
Oh, no.
What about?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care to get into the finer details with those two. Kylie Jenner's posted a photo, right, of Kendall and Kylie together.
Yeah.
Of course, this has made news. So Kendall's hit back and commented on the photo. Aren't we fighting? Kylie's justification at Kendall Jenner. Yes, but my titties are sitting nice in this pic.
So she posted a nice picture of her bosoms looking good.
Looking good. And I'm just having a look.
Even though
you know
fighting.
What? She ain't lying.
Well,
look at that.
It's a great photo.
It's quite a revealing top.
It is a very revealing top. Anyway, there you go. There's some Kardashian news.
Oh, absolutely.
Moving on to the UK, a man has been jailed for stealing a police car's blue lights for bragging rights. He's got on the booze with his friends. He's gone up to a police car and he's stolen the lights off the top.
That's upping it a level from stealing the regular stop sign. Because I know drunk people do that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, from where I grew up, they did.
Classic Gold Coast.
Yeah, traffic.
Go out for a night, get a traffic cone and a stop sign.
Exactly. So these guys are upping it. And I don't endorse that any,
No, you're not on the Gold Coast anymore.
No. Well, he was caught on CCTV, right? He was pulling and kicking at the emergency lights, eventually ripped them off, walked away with them over his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the police have tracked him down. No good. So there's another one for us.
James.
Yes, happy about that. And finally, finishing on a funny animal story.
Oh, great.
Going over to China, a mutant piglet has been born with an elephant-like trunk.
Oh, so it's an elephant pig.
Oh, that sounds cute. Sort of like a mini Dumbo.
Kind
just
of.
Just without
yeah.
the ears.
Yeah,
like the
and
ears.
Also being a pig.
Oh, how adorable.
It was born on the 19th of March, and it was the only one in its litter to present with the odd birth defects. I'm going to show you a picture. The poor little thing, it didn't survive.
Oh, mm. didn't it?
No, they probably sad. Ate it. Hang on. I'm just putting in. Here you go, Jade. Look at that.
Look at the trunk.
Oh, wow.
Little trunk
it's
there.
A real elephant's trunk. That's actually unbelievable.
I wish it survived. Oh, well, Google that today. That'll entertain you.
Absolutely. There's a couple of non-coronavirus stories.
There we go. Wrapped up, guys. But that was guys, the best 5 minutes of my week.
Actually, you know what, Maddie? Well done.
Yeah.
If I,
very
that
tough.
That was actually, thanks. That tough would have been very hard.
Thanks, doll.
Because I literally, I went on.
Amy, she's given the thumbs up. The newsman approves. That's all that matters.
We're not kidding. Like, when we try to find stories for
impossible.
The show that are non-coronavirus related of any substance.
Very
it's
difficult.
Very hard.
You're like, oh, here's one. Oh, no, it's from 9 weeks ago.
Yeah. But, guys, what's in Jode's box or what's in my box this morning on 131009 if you'd like to play? I'm going to give it a shake.
All right. I've got some clues here for you.
Yep.
It's kind of an old school item, and you could quite easily get the number 69 with this.
Okay.
Do you know what? I'm just going to put it out there. I'll cop the hate. We're going to give you a pack of Tim Tams if you win today.
There we go.
We'll Ooh. Send it out to your house.
We'll post it to you.
I love it. Tim Tams are everything to play for.
They certainly are, especially posted to your house. It's like Uber Eats.
Can't
we're
get any
doing
better.
It.
Very hard to get Tim Tams at the moment at the shop. So we've got a nice fresh pack to send out to you. The lines are open. 131009, play next. You have no dice.
UFM.
What's in Jade's box? Hey, on offer today, the only prize that matters here in Newcastle, we have a packet of Tim Tams on offer for What's in Jade's box. Cinemas closed now. Thank you for rating cinemas for all their support this year.
Of course.
131009, the lines are open. Jade, give it a shake. Crevo's going to give a clue.
All right, here we go. It's really flapping about in there this morning.
Yeah, and just to clarify, we'll post the Tim Tams to your house, so you don't even have to leave the comfort of your isolation.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, you're going to need them.
So what was the first clue?
First clue was a double barreler. It's kind of old school. You're probably not going to use one that much these days. And you could easily create the number 69 with this item. Do we need to give more clues?
Yeah, it's too hard.
It's too hard. More clues. It'd fit into the palm of your hand. And a lot of buttons to push on there. Ooh.
Is it?
Push those buttons.
Oh, you peeked. What is it?
I was trying to work out what it was. Okay.
Time
to do it.
No one knows what it is.
I'm pulling it out of my box. It's a calculator.
There you go.
There you go. That was
anticlimactic. Oh, you make it into a 69. You can also ride boobs with it.
You can. Yeah. I know a really good joke with that.
Do you? Was that boobs?
No, boobless. I can actually write boobless on the calculator.
Taking it to another level.
Yeah, it's the only thing I learnt maths in primary school.
That doesn't surprise me. Classic.
Yeah, Pamela Anderson joke. Can't get any better.
All right, coming up after the news with Hamish at 6:30, Crevo, we're talking what load did you lose?
That's right. This is after a truck spilled over and dropped its entire load all over the road. A big old bunch of Gatorade.
Oh.
Gatorade. That was from Waterboy, the movie with Adam Sandler.
There you go.
Anyway, I'm 13, 10, 09. Do you?
Yeah, very annoying.
See, I used to be off him, and then I've come around. When I saw that new movie, I forget what it's about, the Diamond Cutter or something, I can't remember.
Yeah.
He's really good in that.
He's gotten
really
better.
Really intense movie.
Oh, well, there you go. I'll be sure not to watch it. 6:28 with the Novos. News time next on UFM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The UFM. 3, 2, 1.
So, guys, I like to mix up where I shop. Sometimes I'll go, you know, to Westfield Katara, Market Town.
You're such a wild girl.
I know.
You got to pick one and stick to it now, Jay.
Stuff the routine. You just got to, you know.
Wow, get out there. You're out of control.
But one thing I noticed, though, yesterday I went to Waratah, right?
Yeah.
And I was shopping there at Coles and just noticing the difference between what I could get in groceries at Waratah compared to what I could get at Market Town. For instance, you know, Market Town 2 days ago, I think I could barely get any meat, right? Mm. That was all sold out. I went to Waratah yesterday, could get meat, couldn't get any soft drink to save myself. Like the whole soft drink.
Not a shit show, hey? Nothing at all.
I'm telling you, nothing.
I feel like the items that are missing are getting less and less essential.
Yeah.
Like people get the bare basics, then they're like, what else might I want slash need over the next month?
Yeah, there was soda water, you know what I mean? But that sort of stuff doesn't, the mixes don't count.
Jade, soda water, bottle of cordial, done.
Job done.
Oh, I don't like to mix my bubbles with any, like, alternate.
You're like a fussy five-year-old.
Oh, I know. I
don't like to mix my bubbles.
But I love sparkling spring water.
Every time
spring
I'm
water.
Going to your house, you only ever have soda water.
Not soda
on offer.
Water. It's the sparkling mineral water. There's a difference. I find there's a difference in the taste. Call me crazy.
No, I think one of them. The soda water has a little bit of salt in it.
Yeah. Because I tried when my dad, because he has diabetes, my dad's a big soft drinker, and I, like, when I was living with him, I was like, Dad, stop the soft drink. So I converted to sparkling mineral water for him to try and make it easier.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then I just got hooked.
And then you're on it now.
Yeah. But anyway.
The tales of Jade later.
Toilet paper's mostly back.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single one yet. I'm still on the I've still got, like, I think I'm down to my last five, and then I'm stuffed.
Guys, just before we go into this next segment, I have some office goss.
Do you now?
Big office goss.
Has someone been stealing toilet paper?
On the weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? There were 6 rolls in the female bathrooms.
Yeah.
Okay.
The guy who looks after all the toilet rolls comes back on Monday. Only 2 left.
As someone had a big curry
Someone's
weekend.
I can say I worked on Saturday, and I'll own up if I ever take anything, but for once, it wasn't me.
For once.
Yeah. So, you know.
Someone else.
I'm honest. I don't lie. Wasn't me
don't
this
we
time
have,
around.
Don't we have security cameras? Couldn't
He's looking at him.
Of course he is.
Ooh, let's go to West Hallway 1.
Let's see.
Well, it's hard times. You can't be stealing toilet paper.
100%. Hard times out here. Next, though, what did you lose, or what load did you lose, rather, after a truck tipped over? Gatorade all over the road. We want to know, 13 10 09, could be a truck, or maybe it was something on your, like, the back of your ute or something. 13 10 09 to join the show.
Excellent. Doing it next after Lucas Graham. This is Love Someone. Tops of 23 around the lake today. Good morning, Newey. Live across the Hunter, this is 105.3 in UFM with the Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 6:41, tops of 24 on the coast today, 25 at Maitland in the Valley.
And this is a story about spilling your load after a truck was headed along the highway and it spilled its entire load, thousands and thousands of Gatorade bottles all over the highway. What a big mess in multiple colours.
Very costly.
Oh, absolutely. Gatorade's not cheap.
No.
You want $5 a bottle.
Well, they prey on the needy, don't they? Essentially, because it's people who are hungover or sports people. Both of them will pay anything for a certain drink.
That's true.
Well, I mean, I think they might go out of business now. No Olympics and no sports people.
Although,
no pubs.
Then again,
hungover people.
Have you seen the bottle shops at the moment? People have gone nuts buying up all the booze. So maybe they'll do pretty well, actually.
Oh, okay.
The old Gatorade.
Anyway, 13 10 09, taking your calls right now.
Morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. So where did you lose your load? Or
it wasn't me. I was the lucky recipient.
Oh, what happened?
I was working at a service station many, many years ago, and a truck rolled over on the old Swansea S's.
Oh, yeah, down Swansea.
And the truck was loaded with UDL products.
Oh, there's a
couple of them went missing, did they?
No, it was all good. The driver came into where I worked after a tow truck, and we found a tow truck, and he told us the road was all blocked. It was all insured. If you come and help clean up the road, you can have whatever you get off the road.
Nice.
Now, I've got did you have your own truck afterwards?
Yeah. We had a whole station wagon. We had it loaded to the gunnels and even on the roof.
I was going to say, Wayne, were you reliving your teen years there, mate? What flavour did you get? Some passion fruit, maybe some watermelon?
We got, UDL, we got every product they made.
Isn't that just a great day?
Great day, lasted months.
Best day at the servo ever.
The local constabulary loaded all their paddy wagons up and stored a lot of it at Cathnell Bay Police Station at the time.
Just for safekeeping. Just for safekeeping.
Lock it away. Lock it away.
All right, that. Boys.
That's incredible. You know what? I'd be doing. Who wouldn't be taking whatever they could, though?
It's all insured.
Doesn't matter what job you have. No. Whether you're a copper, a labourer,
yeah,
or a radio announcer.
Everyone loves a freebie. UDLs.
Yeah, exactly. Especially a bit of free booze.
All right. Next call. Let's Terry. Go to Terry. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Oh, going good, brother. Tell me, where'd you lose your load and what did you lose?
Well, it wasn't me, actually. It was my father.
Your father?
Back in the 80s, early 80s, late 70s. He was a bottler. He used to go around picking up all the beer bottles and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I usually, some days when I'm, you know, bludgeoning school, I used to go for a run with him.
Yeah, right.
And actually, he had a little tabletop truck and went down to Vale's Point to one of the bottle collection places down there. And we had six pallet loads
of bottles,
of empty beer bottles.
Oh, my God.
Bring back to the yard. Each pallet holds 40 crates or two dozen beer bottles in it. So you work it out the top of your head, 480 dozen bottles of beer.
Wow.
Empty bottles of beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were heading back to Carrington and going down Merriweather Hill. And my father glanced in the mirror and seen, because he was driving an old Bedford truck back then. You know what Bedford's were.
Yeah. Yeah. Detail. Love the detail.
The rear axle, the bearing had given away on the rear axle. And the axle was actually coming out with the drill ties still on it.
So, Terry, and did all the pallets fall off the truck?
Oh, mate, you ought to see. Look, glass doesn't just go on one spot.
No, it goes shatters everywhere.
Stop, and he swerved and everything like that.
Now, Terry, I've got to ask. You just kept driving, didn't you?
He took his time to pull up.
Oh.
Oh.
How much mate, coin did you lose?
Mate, he lost well over half of a load on the highway.
Nothing worse than losing half your load on the highway.
Well, nothing worse than half a load. You want a full load most of the time, right, fellas?
100%.
There you go.
Thanks, Terry. Great storyteller, Terry was. Thank you.
A lot of detail in there.
Love it. That's what you need. You could be a radio announcer.
Well, guys, something
do better than us.
Far more unusual than shortages happening in a toilet paper aisle of a Walmart store in the States.
Oh, yeah.
A customer has actually given birth. You're not going to believe it. In the toilet paper aisle.
Oh, we've got to get areas around this.
There you go. Yeah. I can't believe it. Up next, at 6:47 with the Novos, J. Matty Crevo. Good morning. The weekend, blinding lights. We're live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. Currently 16 degrees at Belmont right now. It's time for I Can't Believe It.
Can't believe this, guys. A woman has actually given birth in the toilet paper aisle of a Walmart store over in the States.
Now, when she first arrived there, she was just a couple of months pregnant too, which was weird, waiting for a supply.
Very awkward, though, if there was no toilet paper, because I'm imagining she would have needed some assistance in cleaning up.
Well, yes, there was mess absolutely everywhere. Mm-hmm. This is basically what happened.
Okay, here we go.
One Walmart customer didn't have a chance to get any of those groceries she came for. But she left with something much more special.
We were like, oh my gosh, this is really going to happen.
Store manager Jessica Hinkle says the woman warned store associates that her last child came in just 30 minutes. And when her water broke in the toilet paper aisle, she was prepared to go into labor right then and there.
So we were like, okay, what do we do now? Another lady comes around the corner. She says, I'm a delivery nurse. Can I help? And we was like, yes, please. Please help us. She had gloves in her pocket. She was ready to go. Not like the best with blood. So that was my job, is holding the sheet and crowd control, making sure that nobody invaded what privacy the poor lady still had.
45 minutes. That's how long it took for this baby to come out.
Also, just briefly, that news reporter sounds exactly like she has a bunch of grapes in her mouth.
Really?
Can you just play the start again?
One Walmart customer didn't have a chance to get...
You're right. so many lame-ass supermarket puns as well.
I know.
At the moment. Story.
Oh, you should go through the express lane.
That's sort of funny, but I just...
That entertains
me. I just love how she exited the store at the end.
Oh, there's another one.
And then when they wheeled her out on the gurney, there were customers, of course, gathered, and she kind of raised her hand, everyone clapped for her.
A touch of happiness, Hinkle says, everyone needed.
You know, feel-good moment. Everybody's going through so much, and with a baby, it's like everything comes full circle.
Oh, what is the mother Rafiki from The Lion King?
Yeah. It's a big moment. Imagine that. I'd be mortified. I'd be so embarrassed. But, hey, I guess she's got to take it in your stride, wave to the people, just like the Queen would in that situation.
Smile and wave. Mm-hmm. Smile and wave.
The poor worker who had to clean that up after. Poor little guy or girl would have been sitting there with his mop and the bucket.
Traumatised if it was an after-school job.
can you imagine? 14, 9 months, first job.
Clean up aisle five.
What would you do in that situation, Maddie?
I'd refuse to clean it.
would you run away?
Yeah, I'm not cleaning that shit up.
It's not my job.
You know what? Get some forensic cleaners in.
Absolutely.
Or something.
If you're Walmart, you can afford it.
Well, yeah, they have to, because being bodily fluids, like you said, there'd be high chance of, not saying she has anything, but you just don't want
to clean up bloody placenta. I mean, that's going a little bit, asking a bit too much, isn't it?
You think so, from your $4.99 an hour you're definitely earning America.
When I worked at Big W, though, the managers there were on such power trips. This is like Big W, Taree, when I was 15 years old, 15 years ago this was.
Yeah.
And God, they just used to think they were high and mighty, and they would have made me clean that up, I reckon.
Oh, Maddie. Yeah. Management, but that's what management do. They make everyone do the jobs they don't want to do. I'd be in the same position.
Yeah, I mean, you do that now, Jade.
Yeah, I do.
Not even in management.
A delegator. Speaking of weird things, Jade, Crevo and I thought this was weird. Yesterday after the show, you come out with this one. I want to be buried with all of my valuables when I die.
Yeah, well, we got talking. It was a long conversation to this point, but it came up because obviously I'd rather be cremated. But if I had to get buried, I'd rather be cremated. Oh, but if I had to get buried, I want to be buried with some of my personal effects.
Jade says some. I mean,
it was a bit of a list.
Well, anyway, we'll talk a little bit more as to why, because you thought it was weird. I reckon it's okay. I think a lot of people would like to be buried with items.
Well, 13-10-09, right or wrong, getting buried with valuables.
Would you? Because
right,
the guys thought I was weird.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The new FM. 3, 2, 1.
So I disappeared from the show quite early yesterday. Got my bag and got on my way. So reason being, right, I went down to the Legions Club on Beaumont Street in Hamilton with some other people here because they were getting some... It was actually for the other radio station. They were getting some grabs from people who were having last drinks there.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was really sad in there.
Wow.
Really sad. I'll tell you what. I go in there. And there's, you know, a bunch, you know, when I say a bunch of guys, maybe it's 10 guys in the whole venue, and they're clearly the regulars. And the mood was just so somber and sad. You know, these guys, I really felt for them because middle-aged men, you know, a lot of them are single. And these pubs and bars, they're such places of comfort for them.
Gathering,
and
yeah.
It was really sad to think these guys are going to be turfed out. It was almost like somebody died yesterday. I was
it is sad. It is sad.
A lot, I think,
for everyone in this time, don't
you? Absolutely. I think a lot of people, like you're sort of saying, now they're not going to have these spots. There's going to be a lot more, honey, I'm just popping down to the shed. I feel like, because people need their own space.
The real side of this, though, is, you know, a lot of these guys aren't, you know, men aren't the greatest communicators on earth, are we? And,
no.
And I think for them to go to a place where they can have a beer with their mates and you know, chat about the footy or chat about their life, it's really sad that that's gone.
Mm.
Even the workers there, you know, they were just so... you know, defeated. Mm. And I thought, wow.
I know. It is,
it's
honestly...
It's a different world. Like, we can't get a poured beer anywhere.
Yeah.
And for those of you that go out not, you know, like a nice beer...
Mm. Yeah.
Just the... It just blows my mind. Like,
Maddie,
a week ago, couldn't even have, you know...
Yeah.
A week later, we can't even have a beer.
Yeah. So, Crevo, you make your craft beer. Maybe you can hook Maddie up. You can have Maddie round and pour him a beer from home.
I can buy beer.
Yeah, but if he has a keg or something like that.
I don't have a keg, though.
Oh, well, there goes that idea. I was just trying to comfort and soothe. There goes that.
I can pretend to have one.
Okay.
Oh, it's just out the back, Maddie. Let me pour you one. I just open and chewies and just pour it in the cup.
No, well, fingers crossed it doesn't last too long.
Yeah, I know, right?
I know it will, but...
Fingers crossed it does and they come up with a vaccine ASAP.
Yeah.
13:09 next, though. Doing a right or wrong, changing pace. Jade wants to get buried with a whole heap of her gear.
Yep.
And bunch of valuables.
We think it's weird. 13:09, right or wrong, getting buried with valuables. Give them to somebody that can use them
exactly
in life.
Exactly right. Sell them off. Hock them down the pawn shop.
Give them another life.
No, if they don't deserve it, if they're going to go hock my stuff.
Yeah, give it to Cashies.
No.
Straight down.
Give your wedding crown to Cashies.
Straight down to Cashies.
Anyway, taking your calls next. Here you go, Jade. This will cheer you up. Tay-Tay. You need to calm down. 105.3 New FM. Currently 17 degrees at Warners Bay. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo. 13:10:09 this morning. Right or wrong, Jade wants to get buried with her valuables. Crevo and I think that it's selfish.
It's bizarre.
You've got to give it another life, Jade.
It's not selfish at all. It's just my reasoning for it was, this came up, I don't even know how we got onto this subject yesterday, but I said, if I have to be buried, I would like to, you know, go in there with my wedding rings, my wedding crown, you know, some of my photo albums.
That could be a couple of grand if you take it down Cashies for your, like, family to go and have a party.
I love Cashies. I love cash converters. They're great. They're at Broadmeadow. Ben always, you know, is very helpful there. But the thing is that my kids, okay, or grandkids, if I'm leaving them something as an heirloom,
yeah,
they shouldn't get rid of it or give it away.
It's up to them.
No, it's mine. But I say ghosts even when I'm in the grave. So I want those things with me.
God help us all.
This entertains me greatly because you're very passionate about it. And you, Maddie, you hate greediness.
Do you know what, though?
It's not even being greedy. They're mine. I paid for them.
You're going to be that person with 10 dog corpses in your coffin.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong. Better than being alone by
all your
yourself
jewelry.
Down there.
All your jewellery.
Yes.
Like all the valuable jewellery that you own.
Did you ever see that episode of The Simpsons and they had like a TV screen to the coffin? Jade will have like a pre-recorded message. So she'll be literally giving orders from the grave. I can see it now.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that because I obviously care about the items more than anybody else does.
I care more about history. Like, don't you want your memory and your legacy to be, you know, passed forward to the next
generation?
We've
been through this, and at the end of the day, and I don't want to be somber, right, but let's just face it. If you have kids and you're lucky to see your grandkids might have a vague memory of who you are, but once they go, you're just a number on a birth certificate. You know, you're just in the archives. Let's be real, unless you do something amazing, like you come up with a black box that has a locator system so they know exactly where it is.
What a cooked example.
Well, I'm just saying, unless you do something tremendous, like the light bulb's being done, but, you know, any sort of massive invention which changes people's lives for the greater good, You're not remembered, and I know that's a sad thought, but it's true. We've got to be realistic.
According to you, Jade, some people have, you know, very good memories and they care about their past
after your
relatives.
Grandkids, zazazum, my friend. Zazazum.
Oh, anyway, right or wrong, let's take some calls, shall we?
Katie, how you doing this morning?
Katie.
I'm pretty good, guys. How are you?
Really good. Now, right or wrong, getting buried with all your valuables.
Please,
what are your thoughts on it?
Please tell me you're backing me up.
Well, look, I don't really have anything that valuable other than my family, and I'm not taking them guys down with me, but I don't know. I just keep picturing, like, the people who are burying you doing something like Macklemore thrift shopping, you know, popping tags, wearing your crown when you're dead and just keeping it all for
amazing.
Themselves.
Amazing.
Yeah,
is
dancing around.
Or, yeah, is what's going on there? Do they actually bury you or they say, oh, we'll bury you, but then they're popping the tags.
What do you mean they're going to steal the stuff off my corpse?
Well, they're going to bloody wear it, that's for sure.
Haven't you read the stories, guys, of when
grave
things
robbers
go missing from the funeral
exactly.
house? I'm not saying that happens a lot, but...
Surely it would. Surely. They're not putting it down there. That's a bit of an extra, you know, effort putting you in there. It's got to be a bit more heavy. So
exactly right.
Well, if I'm rich, I can pay a lawyer to be there to double-check the checklist.
Well, Jay, you pay me take... and I'll look after you.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, Katie. Can I trust you? Or I have to go through a questionnaire form.
Oh, yeah, God. Sure.
Jeez.
Imagine that. Jesus. Thank you, Katie. Thank you.
Aline,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, now isn't this just bizarre?
To a degree.
Oh, come on, Aline.
Yes.
I'm not a weirdo.
Are you getting buried with all your treasure, Aline?
Mate, the only valuables I'm going with is my mobile phone, an emergency beacon, and a panic alarm.
Just in case you wake up.
There's a smart thing to do.
Exactly. Yeah. You're not going down with a wad of cash and all your jewellery, are you?
No way, I'll be playing my games on the phone and pressing that emergency button.
A real talk, Aline, honestly though.
Candy Crush?
Honestly though, if, say, you know, God forbid, touch wood, a relative passed on and they had requested that, you know, they wanted to take all of their money, you know, all of their valuables, and they wanted you to pack it in to
nice
the coffin,
and tight.
Nice and tight.
Like an Egyptian tomb.
Almost be like a shoebox, you know, when you put something in there a bit loose. Would you do it for them? Would you respect their wish?
Or would you hold on to the cash because you need it more?
Yeah, no, I'd hang on to it for
sure. Yeah, of course you would.
Good, good.
Shame.
Cash is even worse. You're a real piece of work.
Aline,
if you're getting
I love
buried
you, but shame.
Cash.
No. Aline's totally
you
right. That's
the dead's wishes.
Thank you, Aline. Appreciate your call.
Don't trust any of you now.
You know what? I actually do think that people that get buried with cash.
That's insane.
What a-holes. Like, help out the poor.
There's someone that needs it.
You I didn't say buried. Cash. I said rings. You know what? Well, unless I had like maybe like a came
of
maybe if maybe. If
so
it was
wrong.
Treasure I digged up and I found like a gold bullion from like the 6th century or something, maybe.
So you've got $5 million in cash at home, nobody
like,
to no, leave it
sorry,
to.
Rare gold coins you found.
No, I'm not that much of an a-hole. I would probably give...
Just a little bit.
To the RSPCA or the Pet Hunter
I
Dog
love
Rescue.
How Jade wants to help the animals over the people.
Yeah, because you know what? But animals, we need to look after animals.
I'm less worried about
humans
that.
Humans are more capable
than being
of looking after
with all
themselves.
The cash.
Hang on, I'm trying to find...
What are you trying to find? What?
Oh, Jade, we're lowering it down. Yep. Oh, there we go.
Funny. Geez.
All right, yeah, round of go. Love it or load it up next. My turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics.
Why are we talking about such morbid things at 7 o'clock in the morning? Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or... Loathe it.
That's right. It's my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. Kicking things off today, getting home delivery.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it. I mean, who doesn't love home delivery? I, at one point in my life, Crevo and Jade, sat in my bed and got the delivery driver from Domino's to enter my bedroom through my front door and deliver it to my bed. That's how much I love
delivery.
That's
on another level, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think we spoke about this once before. I liked, like, the idea of home delivery when I lived in Dubai, obviously, because they can deliver to your door, but I haven't done it here because...
Not so much?
Just, no.
Reason I bring this up, obviously, with the whole situation that's happening... Yeah. Strip clubs in America are having to resort to only home delivery because they can't, they've been shut down.
Wow.
I'm really into this.
So, you know, if you're looking for a bit of that kind of entertainment, it now comes to your door.
Bit creepy. Not really safe.
There's got to be a different, well...
Not really.
You got to keep your 2 meters, I guess.
Yeah, no, but like you'd want security guard. Things get out of hand. Like you're going to someone's house.
Maybe you have to watch it through the window or something.
Yeah, like if you, do you know what? Honestly, you could order one. They'd come to your house.
Or just go straight to the
2 meters away. That's enough.
Straight to the backyard, and you just watch through the window. It's all possible. It's a new age that we're living in. They also wanted to do, apparently some of these places have like a kind of wrestling, right, that they do. Yeah. So they've had to do it, but in hand sanitizer as the liquid. Keeping it safe.
Mask and a hand sanitizer.
Yep.
Wrestling to a whole new level.
Yeah, but getting that in your bits, well, that's made up of alcohol. That would sting.
You'd think you'd have to want to be extra careful, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Anyway, the times are changing for every industry, is all I can say.
Look, you've got to evolve in these times.
That's exactly right.
Your business model has to change.
Mm.
Jade, you wouldn't be into that little male strippogram coming to your house?
Brighten up your day, come on.
Maybe for my birthday. That's probably about it, though.
In these times?
Happy birthday, Mrs. President. Delivery.
Ben, go in the bedroom, shut the door and lock it for 2 hours.
I'd rather Benny just do it for me, to be honest. I know you two would obviously be into it by the sounds of it.
What, a male strippogram? I mean, you're putting Crevo in the wrong
basket.
Yeah,
obviously a female one.
I don't know. Never really been my thing, but a lot of people are into it.
Oh, God, you guys are prudes.
What do you mean?
Oh, husband. Nah, I'm not into it. Have some fun.
I said for my birthday.
Oh, sorry.
Special treat. Special treat.
Rewind the tape, okay.
Exactly.
Age, sex, location coming up next after the news, Crevo. And, of course, yesterday...
Yeah, we had a first winner.
$1,000 Bronte walked away with, and wow, did we get some hate online for that.
Why is that, do you think?
A lot of people commenting on the video saying, oh, my age wasn't mentioned, my age wasn't mentioned. Do you know what? We actually do our best, just putting it out there, to cover every single age. Obviously, we only play twice a day, so we will get to you eventually.
Exactly right. So, this time, we are looking...
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
The
Novos.
3, 2, 1.
All right, we're not too far off. Age, sex, location. This is, of course, your chance to win $1,000 instantly. Very handy at a time like this.
Oh, yes, definitely. And obviously, Bronte yesterday, she won $1,000 from us. Picking her lucky number, the 17th of April, because that was the date she was meant to be getting married. Her wedding got postponed. She lost money on, obviously, the booking. So,
stuff.
That came in handy for her, so I'm stoked she won.
I know, it was actually a really nice story because, you know, she was almost in tears on the phone. Like,
I wanted
finding
to cry
out.
With her because, she made me cry.
It was a very emotional moment. So it was very nice to be able to do that.
Yeah.
But now, Jade, we're looking for...
A 49-year-old male from the Port Stephens Council area. So if that's you, you're 49, you're a male, you're from the Port Stephens Council, give us a call on 131009. Or give your mate a call if that's them. Get them to ring because they have a shot at winning $1,000 right now.
Maybe it's your dad even. That's it. Dua Lipa on the air. Don't start now. Here at New FM with the Novos. Good morning.
Well, live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM with Jay, Maddie and Crevo, 7:53. We're talking Ellen DeGeneres now. Oh, there it is. That song ruined eternally for me. Thanks,
I don't
Ellen.
Understand why. What's Ellen doing that we all should know about?
So, Ellen, gotta spill this goss on her at the moment. It's doing the rounds in Hollywood.
Mm.
So, Kevin T. Porter, right? So, he's a comedian. Now, he's posted something to Twitter that was quite interesting. So, he says, right now, we all need a little kindness. You know, like Ellen DeGeneres always talks about.
Mm.
She's also notoriously one of the meanest people alive. Respond to this with the most insane stories you've heard about Ellen being mean, and I'll match everyone with $2 to the LA Food Bank. So, obviously, Ellen likes to preach her good values, such as this.
And here are the values that I stand for. I stand for honesty, equality, kindness, compassion, treating people the way you want to be treated, and helping those in need. To me, those are traditional values. That's what I stand for.
Really nice.
And they're really beautiful.
That's as good as you can get, really.
That, when I watch her show, I get that from her. Like, it's always really positive, and that's why I don't mind watching her show.
Well, if you listen to these tweets, you might have been conned, Jade, because people have come out in troves, people that have worked with her, other celebrities. Mm. Here's one. I'm just going to read through a few at the moment. So Kathy says, my friend wrote for the Ellen Show for 2 years and told me Ellen didn't greet her once. In fact, upon employment, staff were told they weren't allowed to talk to her. So there's $2 for the LA Food Bank. Done. Chris Farah goes on to say, and this really takes a cake for me, and goes, I worked at Real Food Daily, served her and Portia at brunch. Yep. She wrote a letter to the owner and complained about my chipped nail polish. Brackets, not that it was on her plate, but just that it was on my hand. I had worked till closing the night before, and this was the next morning. Almost got me fired.
Jeez, for having chipped nail polish.
Yeah, but sometimes I wonder if these people are just doing this just for the sake of it, saying these things. Like, they think, oh, well, this guy said he will donate, so I may as well just lie and make something up so more people can get money at wherever this charity is.
Okay, is there any, like,
that's always a possibility.
It is possible. Big stars, who we got?
Benjamin Seaman, he goes on to write, it's S-I-E-M-O-N, she has a sensitive nose, so everyone must chew gum from a bowl outside her office before talking to her, and if she thinks you smell that day, you have to go home and shower. He also goes on to say, a new staff member was told every day she picks someone different to really hate. It's not your fault, just suck it up for the day and she'll be mean to someone else the next day. They didn't believe it, but it ended up being entirely true. And wrapping it up, AD Rose says, my friend waited on her and she threw a plate of salmon in his face because it wasn't what she ordered.
Oh, they sound fake.
Do you know what though? Long story short, there are people in this office that know people that work on the Ellen Show, and these things have been going around even this office when Ellen comes up in conversation about her behaviour.
Mm.
So, I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Well, I don't know. I hope to see some proof of this. Because I feel like this sort of thing usually creates enough stir.
Well, exactly, because being a set, people, there's cameras everywhere. So
100%.
You'd think this would have come out a long time ago
Well, there have been rumours for many years that Ellen's very difficult to work for and very difficult in general.
I think
she's one of the richest people in Hollywood. She, as if she's, you know, out with the rest of the plebs like us. You know, she's living the high life. She's, you know, above the rest of us in her eyes, I feel.
Yeah, I don't know. I sort of think people in her position have a very high, strong ethic and they want perfection. It needs to be perfect. So I think, you know, whether it's Ellen, Jimmy Fallon, James Corden, I think they probably do demand perfection from
everyone,
those around them, because the pressure that they're under to perform and create great entertainment, they might, like, have a moment where they get narky. And,
yeah, that's true.
And do you know what I mean? They probably don't mean it, but the odd thing like that might happen. But the gum-chewing example you just said, that sounds absolutely ridiculous.
Also,
this is what's been said.
It's one thing to demand perfection in work. That's one thing. And if you want to work on a high-level thing, that's fine. But to throw a plate of salmon in someone's face,
I don't think Ellen would have done that.
Jade, I love how you're just discounting every single person that has come out with a story. I mean, you're just conned by Ellen. Like, honestly, you can't buy a tabletop dancing.
No, I'm actually surprised Crevo, because Crevo's
people are
like,
allowed their opinion.
I actually don't mind a show sometimes.
No, no, but I'm just saying, because Crevo always says, like, you like the letter of the law. They're innocent until proven guilty.
Well, that's why I said I want to see evidence.
That's what I mean.
I want to see evidence.
Like, anyone can say anything.
That's true.
Online.
Of course, the target audience for a show are mums. Right now, if she's going, of course, she's not going to be a piece of work on her show when her target audience is, you know, middle class mums. Like, you know, these things can happen.
No one's going to.
Just show me the evidence. That's all.
Yeah,
she hasn't come out.
I'm with Crevo on this one.
Big story in Hollywood, and she hasn't come out and said it's not true
because she probably thinks it's ridiculous and it doesn't deserve the airtime.
Well, guess what? I just gave it the airtime. Yeah.
Keep an open mind, everyone. That's all I'm saying.
Look, with all this swirling around, this is the best chance ever.
I'm really glad the NRL season has been suspended.
No, why?
Because the Knights remain undefeated.
That's a good one.
You gotta keep it. You gotta keep it in the, you know, positive territory.
Yeah, that is true. I'm sad about that.
They had to do it though.
Yeah, and the Olympics. That obviously, I think
massive
it says
news this morning,
July 24th, 2021. That's when it's been postponed till.
Not officially. Yes, the IOC is yet to do. Not an official statement, but yeah, it's not going to go ahead this year.
It just can't. I mean, it's impossible. Do you know what else? The big drama as well. Eurovision at the moment. Of course, Eurovision was canned this year. Big problems for the Aussies, though. So, Montaigne was selected to represent Australia this year.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they're not doing it. So, there's questions raised as to who will compete next year because our mate Dami Im has thrown her hat in the ring.
Again?
And now she's fighting to keep her spot. Doll, you've already had your turn.
Yeah, you've got to let everyone else take a turn. Just take another
Have you
ticket.
Guys seen her on Dancing with the Stars?
Is she all right?
No.
Just dancing the whole package?
It's terrible.
It's like Lurch from the Addams Family doing a waltz.
It's like watching a phone book fall down a set of stairs.
She does have very straight hair, so I like the Lurch.
It's so awkward.
And I was thinking of that cousin.
Like, I could do no better, but I would have thought that somebody, you know, who was like a musician who has to perform on stage would have a bit of grace
or
something.
Yeah, she's not known for a rhythm, though. Her fingers got the rhythm. She's
absolutely
a great, fantastic piano player.
Can play a piano.
Can hit a high note. I knew that I was drowning.
Just for our listening pleasure.
Would you dive in to save me?
A new FM performance. Wait for it.
One of the great moments of my life.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's a
highlight. Do you know what? She actually has gotten better. She's gotten better.
I think they did like a bonus dance or something a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
She said, what I'm more fascinated about?
What?
Crevo watching Dancing with the Stars.
Is that because Emmy got you into that one?
I think it's just like on, and it's non corona related. It's just like, we'll watch that. It's just like, pretty much if you don't have corona on you on a show, I'm watching at the moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting a bit fatigued of it all.
Yeah, I mean, aren't we all? Anyway,
absolutely.
We've got some fake news coming up next, Crevo.
Yeah, so obviously with everything that's been happening, there's a lot of stories that have been floating around. And often what happens is it's like a positive story.
Yeah. Mm.
And then suddenly it takes off like wildfire because everyone is looking for that story that isn't corona-related. A couple of stories have busted this wide open, and we've found a completely fake, probably ones that you've heard of.
Wow. I'm intrigued.
We'll get into this next.
And don't forget, we're giving away $500 Westwood Shopping Spree before 9 o'clock. Stand by. Harry Styles, Adore You. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. It's 13 past 8, currently 19 at Merriweather, 19 also at Mayfield, tops of 25 at Maitland today. Crevo, we're talking fake news.
You are fake news. Fake news.
That's right. This is after there's been a bunch of stories floating around, and often they are the non-corona ones, and they get traction because people are looking for something that isn't coronavirus related, and they just share it like wildfire.
I mean, right? Rewind back to 6 o'clock this morning to our non-corona news. Very hard to find these stories.
That's right. And people get desperate, and that's when this happens. So a number of organisations, including National Geographic, have had to do their own investigation to prove some of these are fake.
Okay, right? So hit us up with the first one.
The first one you might have seen floating around, that dolphins had returned to the canals of Venice, right? And someone had a photo of this that they put online to try and basically show this. It got traction all over the place, right? Turns out the person that did this, they did it on Twitter. The photo of the dolphins was, in fact, from a totally different place. And yes, the waters in Venice are a bit clearer because not a lot of boats going up and down. The dolphins aren't there, though.
Oh, okay.
So totally fake, right? The next one that you might have seen floating around has been that lions have been walking the streets of Russia.
I did see this one. Right. I thought, what's going on here?
The idea behind it was that Putin had released them to keep people indoors.
Right? Sorry, that's funny.
Totally fake.
Yeah.
Made up. He's not
releasing
them. I can
see, though, why some people would believe that. It's not
Stuff happens.
Out of the realm of possibility that Putin would release lions into the Russian public. What I mean?
Exactly right. And I think that that's been the thing that's worked with these stories, is that they have been almost believable. Like, they just sit on the edge of that believability realm.
Yeah.
Another one you might have seen floating around is that elephants have been getting drunk in China by eating rotten fruit. So
that I think I've heard this before, because that is based on a fact.
Correct. Elephants do eat rotting fruit, and they do get drunk, but they did not in China. It's totally untrue. The photo was from a different spot. So another one that's fake. And then this one, to wrap things up, and this started to gain traction in the UK after this guy posted a totally made-up thing on that he did on Photoshop in a WhatsApp group, right? And the story was that because nobody is using Wembley Stadium at the moment, you know, it's got that roof that can close over.
Yeah.
He said that they were going to bake a giant lasagna in there, turn it into an oven, and then give it out to everyone because of the food shortages. This started getting major traction online, so much so that they had to come out and publicly deny it.
It's because people are stuck in their homes in isolation. They're just thinking anything's possible because they can't go out and talk to people and get credible facts.
Well, that's right. And there's an element of this whole thing. Nobody's seen anything like this before, so we start to believe other things that we've never heard of before.
What blog is believing that they're making a massive lasagna at Wembley Stadium?
Well, a lot of people.
Feed the homeless, they say.
Anyway, so don't believe everything you hear / see, because there's a lot of our old fake news at the moment.
Well, thanks for that, Crevo.
You're very welcome.
Debunking.
Yeah, that's what we do here.
Hamish, I believe you have a cadet's position in there for a journalist, Crevo, I think, you know, tick some boxes.
He's qualifying easily.
Looking at a second source. Young man.
Cadet Crevo.
Would you hire Crevo, Hamish, after that exploration there?
Oh, in a pinch.
If you're real desperate.
For a fee, yes.
Yeah, the government kickback.
Yeah. Oh, welcome. You're all cadets now.
Yeah, $10,000 to hire that one. guys, up next, we have a very special prize to give away, Jay.
We do. We have a $500 Westfield gift card for you to spend up big on there at Katara. And the way you could have won it was by jumping online and rating the music at newfm.com.au. Obviously, you can't do that anymore, so you've got to be in it to win it. You've got to be quick. But we're going to call one of our winners after this.
That's right. If you did complete the survey, stand by your phones. We could be calling you in minutes. How good would $500 be? Groceries, stock up, you know, some entertainment. Whilst
TV,
nice
iPhone.
Yeah, new TV.
Hell yeah. All right, doing it next. It's 8:18. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo for your Tuesday morning. And Jade, of course, right now we have a $500 Westfield gift card to
yes,
give away.
Yes, we do. And we love giving these away. And it's so easy to win. When we ask you to rate the music, You just have to go to newfm.com.au.
Look, covering all bases.
Just in case you forgot the start. But you go there, you rate the music.
And give Jade a 10.
And, yeah, give me a 10. I was up this time round. And that's it. And then you could be selected at random to win a $500 gift card.
Okay, so we've got a number here of the winner. We're going to call them live on the air right now.
This is very exciting.
I like this.
It's a bit of classic live radio. Could go wrong.
But especially at the moment, there's nothing better than giving someone money.
Oh, the best.
Here we go. We are calling Lockin Bar today. 04.
Don't say out all the numbers.
I'm not. Relax. Calling. Standing by. Hope she answers.
Oh, it's a she.
Yeah, it's a hot tip.
Yeah, sorry. There you go.
Hello.
Hello, Melinda. It's Jade, Maddie and Crevo from the Novos on UFM.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hi,
good, thank you.
You're live on the air. Please don't swear when you tell. We tell you this news. Of course, you did rate the music at newfm.com.au. What are you loving about New FM?
Everything.
Oh, Lizzie, that's sweet.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Now, we really appreciate it.
Tell us a bit about your situation at the moment. I believe you're a nurse, yeah, and you've had to go back to nursing due to this whole COVID-19 situation.
Yeah, I was working at the Great Aussie Bush Camp.
Oh, yeah.
That doing the night supervisor, like making sure they didn't get up at night to prank each other or anything
all that
like
naughty
that.
Stuff, yeah.
As
yeah.
they do. And, yeah, we weren't allowed to take any school, so I had to go back to the nursing again.
Oh, that's all right. Do you know what? On the front line, you're doing well. And do you know what? We're so happy to
announce that you have won a $500 gift voucher.
Congratulations.
To Thank
you. That's awesome.
Oh, there you go. $500 for free. What are you going to do with it? Are you low on cash at the moment? Do you need some food? What's the
How's your situation?
Oh, God, yeah, food. The kids need winter clothes.
That's coming up quick. It's already getting cooler.
And they're all growing so fast, especially my son. Like, he's got nothing for winter, and he's just getting so tall and skinny, and it's like, oh, my God.
What are the ages of your kids?
My son's 12, and my daughters are 9 and 7.
Wow, so that's the age where they're just shooting up as well.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to buy them clothes every 15 minutes.
And, and your 12-year-old son, he'd be eating you out of house and home.
Yeah, he does. He eats more than me. He's bigger than me now, so... Yeah,
it's always the way it goes, isn't it, Melinda?
It is, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Just like that. Congrats, Melinda. I hope that helps you out around this time, especially, as I was just saying.
Very handy.
$500 is $500. And a big thank you to Westfield for that. $500 spending spree she's walking away with. It's very
Westfield
good.
Katara, thank you very much.
News time with Hamish coming up next, plus NASA is joining us. Of course, lots of drama on maths. We thought, why not get him on? And we'll do his maths wrap minutes away at New FM. Good morning.
Novo. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The
Novos.
The New FM.
3, 2,
1.
Coming up next is our mate NASA from Married at First Sight. Of course, maths. What a lot of drama that's gone on the show this week.
Ongoing, yeah.
He's wanting to get on the show. He called us last week.
Please let me on. I want to have a chat.
Like, yeah, got to get on the show. Can you hook it up?
Yeah, why not?
When we're ready. When we're ready.
Yeah. So wait for there's some relevant drama, and then you can come and say your two cents.
When the drama's at its peak.
We're not all watching religiously.
Do you know what? He sent me NASA. I ignored his message. Sorry, NASA. It was, I think, some article overseas in Dubai that had, like, written an article about him. I think he wanted to come on the show
to talk about that.
Aww.
Here we go. I'm standing by. Here it is. NASA. Oh, God, I get a lot of messages.
You chat to him a lot.
No, I don't, actually. If you look at the balance of replies versus messages.
He's chatting to you. You know those people that talk at you?
Yeah, that's it.
With you?
Yeah. Anyway, we'll suss him out next. After Excellent. Ed Sheeran, Khalid, Beautiful People at 105.3
UFM. Good song.
Happy Tuesday. It's 8:37. Good morning. Ed Sheeran, Khalid, Beautiful People. We are live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Cloudy, overcast day today. Tops of 24 on the coast, 25 at Maitland, 23 around the lake. And guys, NASA's here.
This place is possessed. The bed collapsed.
I can't believe I still haven't got my blue tick from Instagram.
Boom. Hello, NASA. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm really fine, actually. And I can tell you, all your listeners, that I'm not staying home and doing my knitting. I'm out and about. I'll leave the knitting.
NASA, stay at home.
That's terrible.
You've got to do your duty.
Well, yeah, because you're in Sydney, isn't it? You know, the pit of hell there at the moment? All the cases?
Yeah, all the places are closed. Honestly, it's like a ghost town. It's like an absolute ghost town.
So I've been told.
I sort of somehow think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's been really blown out of, like, context.
I think you're wrong.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wrong, really?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be bad, man. We've got to be careful. Now, have you stockpiled anything, or are you just chilling with your moped?
No, just chilling, mate. Look, it's being, you know, by yourself, it's easy. Like, you know, I only need one roll of toilet paper, one bowl of pasta, and one beer. That's it.
That's all you need.
You're sorted.
Do you know
what?
I'm guessing, NASA, that it's going to really hit you hard that you can't do your mid-morning piccolos down in Surrey Hills there.
That's true. Honestly, that's so true. So I went out and bought Makona yesterday.
Must have hurt you.
That must have been very tough, isn't it?
Well, that one's a fancier one than the Nescafe.
Yeah, we're drinking prison coffee here.
It's like a punch in the face when you get the number five.
Now, NASA, I believe you got some maths goss for us. Dramatic week as per usual, there's been a glassing behind the scenes.
Yes, apparently. Look, there's a lot of maths goss this week. Where do I start? And then I'm gonna actually, I'll end it with a good one. But, apparently with the girls' night out, Lizzie tried to glass Hayley, and that is death set true.
God, that's criminal stuff.
And they didn't show that. No, they didn't show that. She tried to glass her, and there was a massive, massive fight between all of them, and Stacey was obviously in the middle.
Now, what's your source on this, NASA? Because one thing to say that, you know.
I think it's ridiculous. Look,
he glossed over that real quick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, really, I mean, when it comes to glassing someone, really, do you get so angry that you have to throw a bottle or try to go that far? I mean, seriously, and especially at a when it's all filmed. Apparently, they separated them apart, took Hayley outside, and you would have seen yesterday somewhere in the media. I saw Hayley was sitting at the front bar of some pub at Glebe, and they had to halt production until they calmed her down and so on and so forth.
My goodness.
But it's more Jerry Springer than maths.
It's true, seriously. And
well, this is what happens when people are drinking, though, as well. Put all those crazies together and give them alcohol. Expect the worst. Producer's dream, but far out.
It's true. And the other thing is, the other secret is, I don't know if anyone has noticed, but Lizzie wears an earpiece. Do you know that? Do you know she wears an earpiece when she's doing the dinner parties and all that? Because she gets told what to say.
Now, you're not suggesting that it would be set up, are you?
Come on. This is reality TV, isn't it?
Yeah, this is reality. What are you talking about? It's not set up. It's all real.
Well, obviously the thing that happened with Josh, the whole, you know, him coming clean about the show and stuff, I mean, they really can't hide from it anymore, can they?
I mean, they can't. You know, people know
it's such a setup. I mean, look, you'd be kind of half dumb if you didn't think that it was set up from the beginning. But even more so now, there's so much proof against the show.
It is. And also Connie, another one, Connie, they spent 12 hours convincing her to stay. Because I noticed, I thought last week, hang on, why the hell would you stay? Like, the guy's not into, the man bun, I call him, the man bun's not into you. Not into you at all. And she said, decided to stay, but in reality, they've spent hours convinced her. Basically worn her down and said, look, we'll give you this, we'll do that, we'll make it look good.
Hey, NASA, what do you reckon that they offered her to make her stay? More money, or what perks would you be asking for?
Well, but more money. I mean, I remember with our show and when Dean, I guess, wanted to leave or something, I think they offered a bit more money. But they offer you all this other stuff. You know, we'll edit you better. You'll come out better at this. You know, you're a fighter. You know, don't give up. You know, we got one more week. We'll make it really good on the last commitment. That sort of stuff.
We'll give you an extra bottle of Chandon at the Logies.
At the Logies, yeah, which I don't think any of them will be at the Logies this year, to be honest with you, if the Logies run. But the big news, and this is no word of a lie, right? Nobody knows this in Australia. I only got the message early this morning.
Tell us.
And it's on my Instagram from somebody that made a fake account to send it to me and said, look, I love all your posts and all that, but I need to tell you, this is John Aiken, one of the experts, sent it to a bloke called Reef. Now, my understanding, who the hell's Reef? Has he ever been on any of the shows? Apparently, Married at First Sight is finished. It's done, right? Because they're blaming the coronavirus. So it's done. It's finished. It's a good way to kill it. But get this, guys. Are you ready?
Yep.
We definitely have to do this next year. A Celebrity Married at First Sight is getting put together.
Really?
That would be great.
And I can send it to you via Instagram, the post if you don't believe me. I can copy
it. Yeah, please do.
Yeah,
I
love an exclusive.
Yep, a Celebrity Married at First Sight. Now, the post says, the message to this Reese guy, John Aiken, says that we're putting it together. I'll let you know tomorrow what celebrities are on board already. Mm-hmm. Now, they're trying to decide a celebrity marries a commoner, like someone from outside, or a celebrity marries another B-grade celebrity.
There's a better show.
Yeah, now, NASA, since you've got the blue tick, you might be up for the celebrity version.
Yeah,
you're
back, baby.
I mean, I don't really have me, to be honest with you. I really don't. I get on your show and I've been spilling the beans.
Yeah, you really burnt that bridge down, didn't you?
No, they'll bloody love you. If they invited you for the celeb version, would you be there?
Yeah,
of course.
You know what? Because we love a scandal, NASA. You'd give us the goods.
I love that NASA bites the hand that feeds him.
Yeah. I know. She tasty, isn't she, NASA?
NASA, thanks for joining us, mate.
Get ready for that. That's coming. Apparently, they're putting that together next year. And you know, Big Brother's on hold.
Yeah.
I did see that.
And I put a post, mate, karma. I say, bring it to karma that they are then putting me into Big Brother. So what happens? The coronavirus has gone through it.
Did you hear the gossip about karma? There's big gossip going around about Big Brother last week, the end of last week, that they had their first pre-filmed eviction the people forgot, the cameraman forgot to turn the camera on and hit record. So they had to restage the eviction. And I'm just saying, this is a problem when you don't do Big Brother live.
Yeah.
I mean, silly mistakes like that happen. Anyway, Big Brother, that's another kettle of fish. NASA, thank you, brother.
Thanks, man.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
We'll chat more, so get ready. More gossip next week. It's coming to the end.
Fabulous.
And then we'll move on to The Bachelor. How's that? We'll move on to The Bachelor.
Yeah, let us know when we have some names for this celebrity maths.
Yeah, leak them to us, Nass. Yeah.
My source is hunting it now. So as soon as I know, I'll let you know what names. Or they'll definitely be Z graders. So it's not going to be like any of the sort of.
Oh, you're probably too high up for them. Then.
There he is, NASA from Maths. Age, sex, location. Player next. We are looking for
a 30-year-old female from the Newcastle City Council area. If that's you, 13 10 09. This is your big chance at $1,000 instantly.
Yeah, play in a minute. It's 8:49 with the Novos at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Alanis Morissette on 105.3 and UFM's 3 minutes to nine with the Novos. Jade, Maddie, Crevo and Jade. We've got an interesting call at the moment. Someone just called through this in the line at a Centrelink at the moment.
So good morning, Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Hello, Sam. Sam. Oh, no, Sam. Oh, is this Hayley?
It's Hayley.
Sorry, wrong line.
Hello, Sam, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, sorry, welcome to the show. So, Sam, what Centrelink are you at the moment?
Wall's End.
Wall's End, and like, how's it there? Like, what's the line look like? Is it quite endless?
Yeah, it's pretty long. It's not as bad as it was, but there's probably like 15 people ahead of me now.
So, did you go to Centrelink yesterday and brave the crowds?
No, yesterday I called his time, couldn't get through and went online, but the website wasn't working.
Yeah, it did crash yesterday. So have you just recently lost your job, Sam?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was looking after children, in a creche setting.
Sorry to hear that.
So, all right. Without this help, the future would have been looking pretty bleak, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just so sad.
I didn't realise, Sam, that creches were being affected. I guess sort of being a little bit naive here, like I am with probably a lot of other people, just assuming it's hospitality and pubs and cafes and whatnot being affected. So how are the creches, like when you say that a parent, they're just not accepting any more children, so daycares are closing?
They're actually busy. The creches are busier than ever. It's just that there's a lot of changes, like a lot of gyms aren't open anymore as of yesterday.
Yep.
Oh, it was the creche at a gym.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Well, fingers crossed you can, you know, get yourself another job as soon as possible with another creche.
Yeah, well, I don't know what I'm going to do next, but I'm the only person on the phone here, so a lot of people are staring at me now. I've been here for about 45 minutes so far, so I'm close to the door now, so it's looking good.
Well, that's good. And, of course, there is a lot of advice out today. The Treasurer is saying go online and do it. Apparently, the MyGov website is up and running again.
Yeah, albeit a bit slow.
I mean, absolutely. But get on it as soon as you can.
But don't lose your spot in that line, Sam. You're almost there.
Thanks.
Stick with it.
Thanks, Sam, and good luck with everything. Thanks for letting us know. Right now, it's time for ASL.
Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. No sale, no charge. A chance at $1,000 every day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, well.
The Novos.
Age.
It's your birthday.
Sex. Location.
Simplest way to score yourself $1,000 in the region. All you need to do is listen out for your ASL and then ring up 131009 with your lucky number.
All right, let's do it. We've got Hayley on line 10. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, doing good, Dale. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, how are you in this whole coronavirus situation? Job's still okay, looking good?
Yeah, at this age, I'm on my way to work right now, so waiting to hear if it keeps going ahead.
What do you do for work, Hayley?
Like a social worker type of thing, so pretty essential still.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, do you know what? We've got $1,000 here, freshly minted as well. We gave a grand away yesterday. Mm. What's your lucky number today?
I'm going to go with 16, please.
Number 16 for Hayley. Jay, spin the ball.
Here we go, Hayley. Fingers crossed we can get you this $1,000.
I'd love to give it away 2 days in a row.
I love giving away the boss's money.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Okay, here we go, Jay.
All right, we're looking for number 16 for Hayley. You're not going to believe this. It's number 18.
Oh, too close.
Sorry, Hayley. Thanks for playing, though. All thanks to Cardiff Select Cars. Sell your car with Cardiff Select Cars. Get cash for your car today. We've got 105 commercial free kicking off next, guys. Producer Jackson working in his undies from his bedroom, I'm sure.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd be in my PJs.
Yeah.
Would you actually?
Yeah, I would.
Well, Producer Jackson notoriously gets around
naked
in his house. He's talked about it many times on this show.
There's a thought. True. So if you're listening to Jackson on air today with these voice breaks, he could be recording them in the nude.
Just something to think about.
He's not here to defend himself, so we'll just go into it. It's Newcastle's only block for ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.